how long did it take you to get into the rhythm of the work? And
well, after about 3 months, we were working on an anhydrous ammonia tow. They had me where I could tank barges and lock and become really proficient. Of course, back then you were 30 and 15.
Yeah.
And my first trip, I rode 35 days. I was off 5 days. I came back and I rode 30 more days. I was off 10 days and I came back. I loved it.
That was your own choice.
That was by choice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I rode 300 days my first year.
Wow.
Because I loved it.
Yeah. Did that get, in terms of, you know, you say that you respected your the people you worked with. Did that kind of get respect from other people that you were willing to work that
much?
Yes,
sir, it did. They saw my willingness and and want and drive, so they were trying to help, you know, pick me on up.
Right.
Pull me on up so they would teach me more. They saw that openness, so they wanted to teach me more.
Right. I mean, was that typical, the deckhands that would come on?
Yeah. I mean, if you showed that openness and that willingness, then those guys, I don't care their background or whatever.
Right.
It was being smart, because the more they taught you, the more they didn't have to tell you.
Right.
Everybody was working together more, making everything safer and better. Even though they didn't know it at that time.
Right. So how long did you work for?
I worked for them for about a year. And like I said, I was 19 years old, and I was cocky. I always was cocky, but I mean, I kept my mouth shut and things like that, you know.
Right.
I was young. All young people are.
Right.
That's what they do.
Yeah, yeah.
But I decided I didn't want to work there anymore. I wanted to go to those great old big boats. You know, this was just an 1,800 horsepower boat, 85 feet long. So I decided I want to ride to the big boats on the lower Mississippi with great big tows and all that. Well, I did that for about 4.5 years. And after my first trip, my dad told me something. He said, "Do you remember what you told me after your first trip?" And I asked him, I said, "What's that?" He said, "You told me you were going to be a towboat pilot." And he said, "I asked you what made you think you were going to be a towboat pilot." And I remember my answer to him. My answer was, "Dad, I've driven cob pickers, combines, trailer trucks, and everything else, and they all got wheels on them." And I said, "They call those propellers wheels. I can drive anything with wheels." And so that was in the back of my mind all that time, to be a pilot. But
yeah,
I need to get through all the other places first. So
right.
I went to work for Agritrans, a bigger company, working day for day. Still had trip back, you know, make extra days, extra money, things like that. And then I never would get serious about becoming a pilot. And then I met a woman after my first divorce. I had a little girl, and I just fell madly in love. And I wanted to be more for them as much as me.
Right.
You know, I wanted to raise a family to where it was a financial burden to raise a family. So I went after the wheelhouse hard. And at that time, it was during the mid-80s, and you had the fuel embargo and, you know, grain embargo and fuel crisis and all that stuff going on. So there wasn't a whole lot of pilots being made. I called around to every fleet I could call, because I was told by that old captain I started with, the best place to get started and get in the wheelhouse fastest is in a place that's smaller, not established, or a fleet. He said, because the turnover ratio is there somewhat, because people kind of tend to filter in and out. And so I finally got a hold of a fleet that I didn't know, but Ingram had just bought. It was called Misco Fleet, a place that when I worked for Agritrans, they used in and out. And I called them and talked to them, and I said, "Look, here's what I'm after. I've been on the river for 4.5 years. Mm-hmm. I said, I want to get in the wheelhouse. I said, I'll work hard. I'll do whatever I got to do to get in the wheelhouse. Mm-hmm. And I said, all I'm asking for is a chance. And a man named Don Hickenberg was one I talked to. And Don said, come on up here, put your application in, and we'll talk to you. So I did, and I drove up there, and he told me, he said, I know you because you come in and out of here on the American Beauty. And he said, I'm going to give you a chance. And you work a little while, and we'll see what we can do. Mm-hmm. And I said, fair enough.